Different section, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about your father's parents?
I guess Liberty County, because his parents were dead before he was grown.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before I was thought of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is your husband living the
No, he isn't.
What was his occupation?
My husband was, he was an insurance collector one time, and then after that he retired.
Okay. And was he a Baptist also?
Yes, he was. Baptist deacon.
And where was he born, your husband?
In Darien. Right in Darien.
And did he go to school in Darien?
Yes, I think he had his schooling there, too.
How far did he get in school?
Well, now, I don't know exactly, but he was very intelligent and he read well. I guess he had about a grade school, because he didn't have high school then and there,
mm-hmm.
but he went to grade school.
Well, when you were growing up, was there a high school in Darien?
Well, I was, no.
Uh-huh. So
no.
You had to go?
Go to Savannah, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, there wasn't a high school in Darien.
Okay, let's see. Now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before... I'm sorry, let me try that again. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Sun, right before the sun's up.
Okay,
before
and what's
sunrise.
What's, fine, that's the word I was after.
Before sunrise.
So in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's...
Evening, or afternoon.
Well, what's the opposite of sunrise?
Sunset.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Breaking. Or clearing.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Downpour.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Sometimes we call them the fire dogs.
Okay. Yeah. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lightfoot.
When a person comes in from outside on a winter day, he hangs his coat up in the...
closet.
And what do you call a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Chiffarole we have.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a frame house like these boards?
The weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house, like this place we're sitting right now?
Porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Doesn't have a stoop.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Pasture.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Wall or stone fence.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Pail.
And would you call it the same thing if it were made out of metal?
Pail.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?